it, make it, do it. Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Well, unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
And a very happy Football Monday to you. I am so glad to be back.
Yes, welcome back, Notorious.
Thank you, my friend. Spent the last week kind of just chilling a little bit and trying to recharge the batteries before we dive fully into the draft. I never would have taken this time off had the draft been when it was supposed to be, which was like last week.
Of course not.
But with the fact that the draft's still a month away, no, I know it's only a couple less than, 10 days we're counting down. But I did take the time, but I'm back in the building, and what a day to be back. We have got a full show for you. You're going to hear from the general manager of the Browns in about 15 minutes, Ray Farmer joining us, and then Mike Pettine at the top of our second hour, 2 p.m., the head coach of the Browns. So the GM and the coach, so much to talk about with these guys, so much ground for us to cover. This team has continued to work out players, the most recent being Aaron Murray, the quarterback from Georgia. And Ray Farmer had his news conference a little earlier today, pretty much did what the good GMs do in these sessions, and that's say nothing. He said a lot about nothing, but that's the deal. You in these circumstances, you're not going to give anything away. He's been great about giving nothing away, giving no clues, and I don't even think you could say that there's been false clues. This has been notoriously, to use your word,
yes,
notoriously quiet.
As it should be. I think the whole notion of a GM having a press conference 10 days before the draft is on its face a little absurd, because they're not going to tell you anything of any importance, and nor should they. But I thought Ray Farmer did a very good job. I think if I was going to take one thing away from it, if there was one person who I thought was singled out with the most praise by Ray Farmer, it would be Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver of Clemson. He even threw in a, can you even imagine him opposite Josh Gordon? Man, that would be dynamic. So that was probably the most effusive he was about anybody. I thought he talked very favorably about Johnny Manziel. I thought he talked very favorably about Blake Bortles. I thought he talked very favorably about Teddy Bridgewater as well, and made a very interesting comment that if he were to go outside and you're just messing around shooting baskets, warming up with them, no defense, nothing, and he couldn't make a shot, couldn't dribble the football, you wouldn't want that guy, or couldn't dribble the basketball, I should say, you wouldn't want that guy on your team. But if he was a guy who, when you were playing the game, went out and scored 30 and grabbed 10 boards every week, you would want him on your team. It's how you play, not how you warm up or play a game in the not really a game setting. So to me, those were the two big things there. He didn't give away anything. I think that the Browns, you know, he knows who he wants at four if things are going to shake out the right way for him. He's not going to say that, obviously.
No.
I still don't think it'll be a quarterback at four, as I've thought all along. Don't think that's going to be the case. And we'll find out in 10 days. But it was good to see him out there and talking and interacting. And he'll be with us today in studio as well, coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think we'll get into some really good stuff with him there, at least about the process. And I know going into it, he's not going to divulge what the plan is, nor should he.
No.
But I think there are a lot of interesting elements around that topic and around the topic of how they're preparing and what these final days are like for this guy in his first draft as a general manager. This is, to use his word in describing Sammy Watkins, he called him ginormous. This is a ginormous draft for Ray Farmer. This is as big as it gets for a guy to be not only in his first draft, but to be overseeing the most critical time of personnel acquisition for this Cleveland Browns team. It is an all or nothing circumstance as I see it. This is, you don't go into this thinking, well, you got time to build things and, you know, be patient and this and that. There is no patience. There is no time to waste. Everything that has to be done has to count, and that's how this football team is being put together. And then tomorrow, this team is on the field. This team hits the field tomorrow for a practice session, and we're going to have Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Browns, to join us with that. But you've had a situation now where Pettine as a coach and his coaching staff, Nathan, have been wearing their personnel evaluation hats while preparing for football practice while getting their players sort of up to speed on how they're going to do things. This is going to be a dramatic shift. I know there's only so many ways you can prepare and practice as a football team, but generally speaking, this is going to be a dramatic shift for a lot of guys to see exactly how this comes about, even in the limited work that you can do this time of year.
Yeah, and that's why this is such an exciting show, because we're going to get to talk to Mike Pettine about that balance of draft and the mini camp that starts tomorrow. He's going to be on this show. Farmer at 115, head coach Mike Pettine at 2. Browns Daily is loaded with the top people in this organization.
Oh, the Deke today.
Too, yeah. Oh, and by the way, of course, the Deke's going to be with us later in hour number one. Gerard Cherry, 3-time Super Bowl champion, will be by in the bottom of the second hour for his three questions with the 3-time Super Bowl champ. So we've got that coming forward. We also have a lot of you, because I'd have to imagine many of you heard the Ray Farmer press conference. Many of you are going to react to that today, and you can do so at 216-578-0850. You can tweet the show at Browns_daily. Also, Ray Farmer in that press conference said that not one but two new quarterbacks will be with the Browns participating in the minicamp that begins tomorrow, as Vince Young and Tyler Thigpen will both be in attendance.
Yeah. What do we think about that? I mean, it makes sense because they both have connections to coaches on the staff, Vince Young and Tyler Thigpen having been briefly with the Buffalo Bills. So there is some level of comfort there.
And
that
Vince
Mike
Young in Tennessee
Pettine had
with Loggins.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and it's not unusual for coaches this time of year to have those extra arms. The Browns basically were down to two guys, Brian Hoyer and Alex Tanney, and they had to have someone else's more guys to throw passes in the drills. And that's what both Young and Thigpen are going to be here to do. I think with Young, you get that ability to show some footwork and movement, which is what part of this Kyle Shanahan offense is all about. And I think with Thigpen, you get more of the traditional dropback guy, kind of like Hoyer. And keep in mind, Brian Hoyer, for his part, is coming off of a major knee operation. So although the progress has been very good, his level of readiness might not be exactly where it needs to be at this time of year. So you got to let him get a little more time to heal up and get healthy, and then have these other guys take some of the reps.
Well, there's no question that when you looked at going into this with Brian Hoyer coming off the ACL and Alex Tanney as the only quarterbacks on the roster, I'm a little disappointed. I thought, you know, there have been some rumblings and maybe be my chance to suit up and throw the pill around there. But obviously those dreams have been dashed with Vince Young and Tyler Thigpen.
I'll admit it. I worked behind the scenes. I shot it down because I thought if you got out there, and I'm going to tell you why, and it wasn't to hurt you.
No,
it was really selfishly to not have you off the show, because if you're out there and you're slinging it and showing them what you can do, I don't get you on the show anymore.
Yeah, I'll take the minimum's minimum to be out there, quite frankly.
I mean, maybe a wireless mic and you could do it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, you need some people to be in there and to be able to run in these drills. We needed quarterbacks,
right.
Obviously. Tyler Thigpen and Vince Young, to me, both guys who are more mobile than they are pure pocket passers. I think that's interesting. And when asked in the press conference this morning, Ray Farmer did note that, yes, there are going to be quarterbacks are going to be asked to do things outside the pocket, whether it be on rollouts, et cetera, in the Kyle Shanahan offense. Anybody who studied that offense on tape knows that this bootleg off of the stretch play action is a staple of his offense, and quarterbacks need to be able to move and throw the ball on the run. Now, he has had a more stationary guy like a Matt Schaub, and it's worked very well with him as well. But, you know, I'm surprised, and I don't know if you are, I'm surprised that bringing in two quarterbacks, that Rex Grossman was not one of the two. And I think maybe it has something to do with the mobility factor and what the Browns want to do there.
You know, I thought, I was like you, I thought Grossman would make sense. The connection with Shanahan, the understanding of the offense, and if nothing else, you get him into the meeting room with Brian Hoyer, with Tanney, whoever. He can coach it up. You just have those additional voices. Not only that, but with players at other positions, with receivers, whoever else he would be communicating as a veteran quarterback. And from what I understand, I don't know him well, Rex Grossman, but I do know he's a really good communicator. And I know he has that team thought first, that team mentality, team first mentality. So I think he'd be a good guy to have here. It doesn't look to be the case that they're going to go in this direction, because you would think if they were, they would have done it by now. Right. The second part of this is, and I maintain this, and it'll be one of the questions we want to bring up certainly with Ray Farmer, is the need to get a quarterback out of this draft. What level of priority is it? And once again, Ray Farmer's not going to say when or where or if this team is going to bring a quarterback in here. But my way of thinking is they still basically have two guys that they would count on to bringing to camp, and that, again, being Hoyer and Taney, and not necessarily Young and Thigpen. Could Young and Thigpen show enough in these offseason workouts to merit a shot to be looked at further in training camp? Yes. But as I sit here today, Nathan, I'm not necessarily counting on that. That's just me right now.
No,
What do you think? You think that one or both is here come late July, August?
I'm not going to count on it. I think it's possible if one of them shows very well that they have the opportunity to be the third quarterback. But I think that there certainly is going to be a rookie added to the mix, if not two.
Right.
And, you know, then it's going to become a competition.
We both agree they're going to draft a quarterback, maybe two quarterbacks.
You could bet the farm they're going to draft a quarterback.
Okay. I just want to be sure, because that subject gets – it'll be interesting to hear what Ray Farmer says about it, but I'm just saying that subject gets a lot of – you know, there's dance with that subject, understandably so, but I'm going into it fully thinking, and I'm not ruling anything out, including, by the way, fourth pick at quarterback. That seems to be a place where more and more people seem to say, well, they're either going to draft Johnny Manziel there or no quarterback there, go to another position or try to trade down or whatever. But I think a quarterback is picked in this draft, and they go into this whole process in this offseason with that guy maybe not necessarily being someone that they have to put on the field this year, but if they come out of the first round with a QB, that QB is going to be in the mix, and that QB is going to be probably more than probably starting.
Well, let me ask you this.
Just because of the nature of it.
First of all, yeah, and I'm going to ask, I plan to ask Ray Farmer point blank, if he has a quarterback that he believes is the one in this draft.
Yeah.
And we'll see what he says to that. But let me ask you this. Now that you weren't here, obviously, last week when the schedule came out.
Right.
Opening at Pittsburgh, do you think that makes it much more likely that Brian Hoyer is the week one starter as opposed to a rookie trying to begin his NFL career on the road in Pittsburgh, regardless of where they're drafted?
That went through my head. When I saw the schedule come out, I said, oh, my gosh, is that the place that you want any rookie quarterback to be making his debut, against Dick LeBeau's defense on the road? And I'm sorry, but Pittsburgh, playing at Pittsburgh, and what it's meant the last 2 years for this football team, it's like the House of Horrors. I used to, you know, there was a time when I enjoyed even going there when I was writing for NFL.com to take the trip there. I'm now dreading that place, because both the last 2 years we know what's happened, and it's gone beyond just the loss on the field, but the change and the coach firings and all that. So it would be nice to have that turn around, and maybe now being at the front end of the schedule will do that. But to your point, no, that's not a place where I think you'd want an inexperienced guy getting his first taste of real NFL action. I think Brian Hoyer, provided he's healthy enough, obviously, which I don't think there's going to be a question about that, but provided that everything is clicking for him, what I still need to see from Hoyer is how he fits with what Kyle Shanahan is doing. We knew he fit, I think, had a chance to fit extremely well if we saw a longer sampling of his work with North Turner and Rob Chudzinski's scheme. This is going to be different. And I'm going to really watch closely the level of comfort he has working within this offense and each day in evolving. And you know he's poured a lot of time and thought. He's a smart guy. He's a thinking man's kind of player. But I got to see it on the field to truly feel if I'm comfortable thinking, okay, this guy can take the reins with this new offense. Right. So I think it's a great unknown. To the point that, is he any better off? Would we be any better off seeing him start that game versus a rookie? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Maybe Rex Grossman would have been the most.
Don't say that.
Obvious guy.
No, hopefully not. I know.
I meant in terms of comfort with the offense.
I think it's just going to put a bigger onus on this rookie.
Yeah.
To make sure that he is clearly the guy in the offseason if he's going to open the season at Pittsburgh. All right. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer, will be in studio. And after that at 1:30, let's all react to that. Let's get your phone calls. 216-578-0850. Notorious.
Yeah, no, and another thing we just want to add to the mix here, because we're very, very happy to have with them as a sponsor of our show. We are thrilled, and through the course of this show, you're going to hear more and more during the different segments that we do. But we have a new sponsor with us, and it's Ohio Business Machines, and they are bringing us, of course, our hot topics and so forth, and we're very, very excited to have them aboard with us now. Ohio Business Machines, OBM, and they're also Sharp Copiers, and they're it's a great partnership, and you're going to hear more and more from them in the course of the show. CBD, getting started on a Football Monday.